Well, friends, now let's start the seventh chapter, that is strategizing for successful interviews. So up to this particular juncture, we have seen several different aspects of interviewing, several of the things that are required. One critical element that we've seen time and again, which spanned across various chapters, was the element of preparation. So along with preparation, we also need to have the critical element of strategizing. So there should be some plan along with preparation. There should be, a lot of strategizing that should happen so that our interviews are successful and whatever objective we have of joining an organization is completed. So in this context, let's look at the objectives for this chapter. So after going through this chapter, you will be able to understand, firstly, how to strategize for successful interviews. The next important aspect is how to handle questions in interviews. So a critical part of strategizing is the handling of questions so that the interviewer gets impressed and you get the required job. The next part is identifying the fears in an interview. So we all know that we face fears from time and again. Fears might range from aspects like fear of failure, fear of success, fear of the unknown, fear of or phobia of the interview itself, and so on. The next is the techniques for excelling in behavioral interviews and telephonic interviews. So these are two types of interviews which we have studied in detail in the last few chapters. So we shall look at the elements of strategizing so that we can excel in such types of interviews. The next thing is we shall analyze what might be the various reasons for candidate rejections. We shall also look at the desired employee behaviors and preparation strategies for an interview. So these are the very objectives that this chapter is based upon. We shall now go ahead and elaborate these. Let's first take an introductory look before we move ahead. Strategizing and planning are the key elements for successful interviews. In fact, this is what we spoke in the first slide of this chapter. In this context, it is important to establish natural, relaxed, personal rapport at the start of the interview. So there is a saying in the context of a presentation. There's a saying in the context of an interview as well that you have to begin before you start. What this ideally means is that you should be able to create a rapport with the person who's interviewing you so that things move on smoothly during the course of the interview. There is a connect which is established between you and the interviewer or the interviewers. So that's the reason why it's necessary to establish a natural, relaxed, and a personal rapport at the very start. Thus, candidates can win the interviewer by maintaining good eye contact and positive body language. So this is emphasized from time and again. There are many elements which we've seen here which have been emphasized on a continuous basis, because reiteration and reinforcement of such important concepts is necessary for you to be successful at conducting interviews. Now, elements like the body language. So if you portray a confident body language, then the interviewer can also gauge the confidence that you have. If you lean forward, if you listen actively, if you maintain good eye contact, if you smile and acknowledge certain things. So these are certain elements which are actually preferred by the interviewer in an interview situation, and probably these will generate more positive outcomes than any average kind of an interview. So some of the quintessential aspects which help candidates include the knowledge of the company or the interviewer. So find out as much as possible from the interviewer. There can be various angles and aspects to this. You can find out about the culture, you can find out about the typical work day, you can find out about any social responsibilities that the organization is into, you can find out about the prospective department that you would go into, and so on. Also, know as much as possible in advance about the position and the organization. This is what we just meant. So you can understand whether the job is the right fit for you, as well as you can show to the interviewer that you are genuinely interested in the job. Research the organization in the library, online or through contacts before asking relevant questions to the interviewer. So nowadays, with the advent of the internet, with the advent of the World Wide Web, there is a plethora of websites which cater to information on various organizations. Organizations themselves have websites, they've got the blogs created by interested employees, and of course job related websites also have information on various organizations. So there's, as I said, a wide range, a wide variety, or a wide plethora of information related to the organizations. In this context, it is also essential to have a clear idea of the key points you want to make, which will convey a potential benefit to the employer, and then make them. So this is important. You should have a mental map or a quick checklist of what would you ask the people or the interviewers, so that your interview becomes successful. The next few quintessential points or aspects include the anticipation of possible negatives, and address them early in the interview. So there might be certain aspects which might be considered negative from the perspective of the interviewer. An example of negativity is probably a gap maybe in your career which is reflected in the resume. So this might be a reason for some amount of negativity in the interviewer's mind. So you need to anticipate what kind of questions will come in this particular context, and how efficiently would you answer them. The next is dealing directly with problems and attempting to turn them into possible advantages. An example that comes to my mind is a recent interview situation where I was on the panel of interviewers, wherein a candidate did really good at changing the weaknesses or converting weaknesses into strengths. Now, how was this particular thing done? One of the panel experts asked the person, name three weaknesses that you have. So in this particular context, the interviewer, the person who was being interviewed, said, well, I don't see them as weaknesses, yet I see three important areas of improvement, and these areas are so and so. So what I'm doing is I am essentially looking at every opportunity to improve myself. So looking at an opportunity to improve oneself is a positive overtone, and I don't think that a weakness can be considered to be this. It is a negative overtone. So I'm looking at all avenues to improve myself, and definitely I don't consider them as weaknesses. If appropriate, bring examples of your work to demonstrate your accomplishments and talents related to the job. So you may speak 1,000 words, but they might fail in front of a real life example. So this again, an example comes to my mind of a graphics designer who was called for a job in a previous organization. Now what she had done is she had done a lot of research about the organization, about the way the organization functions, and what she had done is she already had work samples which were onlines of the work being done in this organization. The interview was not too long. She did not have to actually ramble about the bush. She just had to show a lot of her work specimens and explain how innovatively and creatively they were done, and what kind of benefits did the organization have with her around. So the interview was extremely successful in terms of the candidate being selected by the organization on this basis. The next aspect is discuss possible problems that might face the organization and suggest ways in which you might contribute to the solution. So probably there might be some areas which you might have noticed or observed about the organization, so maybe you can do this as well. The next point is be prepared to answer tough questions such as why did you leave your last job. In this context, strategizing helps, and you need to prepare beforehand as to what might be the answer. So some possible answers to that question might be, there is a desire to have more responsibility, so there was nothing wrong there, but in terms of growth I would require more responsibility. There was a certain sense of limited opportunity, so there was nothing wrong, but the opportunity as perceived was limited. And changes in management, corporate restructuring and downsizing, which are some genuine reasons which led to the change in job. Never apologize, speak poorly of former employers, or bring up negative points that can be used against you. So you cannot say that I had a grudge with the manager, or the department people were jealous of me, so they did not promote me at times. So these are some of the examples of certain negative points that you can bring about, which you should never in an interview, as we have been saying right from the first few chapters. The next point is to watch out for non-verbal cues to check how you are viewed. So there are a lot of cues. Cues in simple terms means clues or the signals that your body provides. So in this context, non-verbal cues can be your gestures, whether they are too vivid, showing that you're nervous, the expressions which shows again that you're nervous or confident, and various other aspects. At the closing, make sure that you ask when a decision will be made, so that you're not stuck sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring. Immediately after the interview, write a thank you letter to everyone with whom you will be interviewed. Well, now let us take a look at certain dislikes of the interviewers. So these are in the form of quotations or examples wherein the interviewer had looked at these and not liked. So the first one being, a balding candidate abruptly excused himself, returned to the office a few minutes later wearing a hairpiece. So something as stupid as this can definitely be a dislike of the interviewer. Announced she didn't, she hadn't eaten lunch and proceeded to eat a hamburger and french fries in the interviewer's office, wiping the ketchup on her sleeve. So this might not be a, reality, but it has happened in one particular situation somewhere. During the interview, an alarm clock went off from the candidate's briefcase. He took it out, shut it off, apologized and said he had to leave for another interview. So candidates can at times make such stupid mistakes or errors which lead to the interviewer's dislikes. Let's look at a few more. When I asked him about his hobbies, he stood up and started to tap dance around my office, pulled out a Polaroid camera and snapped a flash picture of me. Said he collected photos of everyone who interviewed him. Candidates said he really didn't want to get a job, but the unemployment office needed proof that he was looking for one. So these are some of the other points wherein the interviewer would definitely dislike this kind of a behavior. Well, now let's look at the 1+ strategy for handling of questions. This is a unique strategy in which you turn the skills or benefits, the skills or features on your resume into the benefits that you can provide the organization. So using this particular strategy or method to answer questions will generate excitement and a good amount of enthusiasm. So as I said, this strategy or method turns features or skills into benefits. By answering questions in such a way, the interviewer will want to hear more about you. So it's nothing but a strategy where you create a certain amount of anticipation by answering questions in a strategic and appropriate manner. So a prime question to be asked here is, do your answers create an okay, or a wow? So we'll look at what an okay means, what an means, and what a wow means. So basically, an okay is just an average or a plain okay. It doesn't excite or get the interviewer to want to hear more. So a plain answer, okay, is an average one. Is the answer which is starting to interest the interviewer. He or she is little bit impressed and want to hear more. Whereas the highest degree here is that of the wow, which is an answer that makes an impact. It doesn't seem as though anyone else can shine like you do. For example, once a candidate was asked, okay, how did he demonstrate leadership skills in the past organization? So if it was an okay answer, it would have been, oh well, I was the manager of the division, 20 people reported directly to me, and I was instrumental in creating a lot of change for organization. So this basically is an average or an okay answer. Similar answer to an would be, which is a good answer, would be, I was the manager for a 20 plus people department. There I had started a few techniques of leadership grooming so that people would think of succession planning, think of management and leadership in an efficient manner. The wow in this case would be that, you know, being the manager of 20 plus people department, I empathetically thought of their future as to how they could fill my shoes as a manager and how I could progress further. So I called upon a group of vendors, high-end people who could provide training to the people who are aspirants. We identified a group of 5 people who would actually be promoted for the next level, and we ran an assessment center and a direction center for them, wherein these people would actually be groomed for leadership, their qualities would be assessed, and they would be given guidance. So in the third context, the interviewer would be really impressed and would ask what other things have happened in the previous organization to that. So this is an excellent example of a wow. So in answering the questions in the strategy, give complete answers with an example. A good answer should take between 30 seconds and a minute and a half to explain. Any more or less is too long or too short. Remember that the interview should be a 50-50% conversation with real communication. So there should be a good amount of two-way communication whenever you are giving an interview. So don't brag around or don't talk too much, which will actually put the interviewer in an irate state, or the interviewer would lose focus and also lose interest. Now let's take a look at the extensive list of sample interview questions. So let's look at certain questions through which we can learn how the applicant regards current or past positions. The first states, would you tell me about your present or last positions? The next being, what activities did you enjoy most or least in your last job? What do you feel you do best, and what might be the reason behind you thinking so? What was your greatest contribution in your present or past job? How have you improved your position from the one you originally accepted? What were the reasons you left your last job? So these are a list of questions which form the sample or the FAQs. Some more being, how did previous employers treat you? In what ways has your supervisor supported you? For what kinds of things have you been praised or criticized? What kind of boss do you prefer? How do you characterize your co-workers? What disagreements have you had with your co-workers? And describe your relationships with people in other departments. So these are a few more important questions. Some more in this context include, what is important to you in a job? What would you like to avoid? What positions do you expect to hold 5 years from now? What are you doing to achieve your career goals? What are your goals? Where do you want to be professionally in 10 years? How long do you expect to work? So these questions, if you've seen as the title goes, they want to explore your aspirations. They want to understand whether you are a person who is oriented to a specific goal, whether these goals may be long term or short term in nature, and whether you perceive your career as an ongoing journey filled with learning and enthusiasm. The next set of questions are ones which stimulate self-assessment, which include, what motivates you? Define cooperation. What do you find most satisfying about this kind of work? Can you take instructions without feeling upset? Describe your ideal job. What does success mean to you? Why do you select this particular field of training? What have you learned from some of the jobs you have held? So here, if you notice, the kind of questions asked are different from the ones which we studied in the previous slides. Here people want to understand, okay, you in a better manner. They want you to introspect or reflect into your abilities, and they want to understand your viewpoint or your perspective in a professional context. The next set of questions are used to determine how the applicant would apply skills, experience, and knowledge to the vacant position. The questions here are, what elements of this job would be new to you? What do you see as the direction of this company? What do you know about our company? How do you work under pressure? Will you relocate or travel, or are you open or flexible for relocation or traveling? What makes you unique? Do you manage your time well? How do you organize and plan for major projects? Are you an organized person? So if you notice, all these revolve around your readiness to do the particular job which you're being offered, to see whether you are a person who's flexible in nature and whether you can bring in some fresh blood, some fresh ideas, some fresh thoughts, and become a value add to the company that you would join. The next set of questions are questions regarding your internship or extracurricular activities. In this context, the first question goes as, what did you learn from internships on your resume? So if your resume consists of multiple internships, then an interviewer can ask you this type of a question. Tell me about a typical day at probably your previous organization. Did you hold any leadership positions in any organization? What functions did you enjoy the most, and what functions did you enjoy the least in your previous organization or organizations? What supervisor did you like the best and why? So you have to come out with the qualities of this particular supervisor. And what supervisor did you like the least and why? So in this context, your observation and your analytical skills will also be judged. The next list of questions is the questions regarding the career or job expectations. What most influenced you to choose the career you are ready to begin? What are you looking for in a job? Why are you interested in this position? What do you know about our organization? How did you find this out? Why? What do you think you might not like about it? And what kind of salary are you looking for? So these are a few other examples of questions which are asked regarding the career or job expectations. Now we come to the list of questions regarding the education. In this context, the question would be, why did you choose this particular college? In what courses did you get your best grades and why? If you were to start over again tomorrow, what courses would you take and why? Did you do the best job you could while in school? If not, why? How was your education financed? What percent did you pay for yourself? Do you have any plans for further education? So these are questions which regard to education. This will give a complete idea whether you are oriented to learning, whether you want to pursue more education, whether that would be of a benefit to the organization you would join, and so on. Well, now that in the last few slides we've seen specific questions, let's now see the most frequent ones. Why don't you tell me more about yourself? Why should I hire you? What are your major strengths? What is your greatest weakness? What sort of pay do you expect to receive? How does your previous experience relate to this job? What are your plans for the future? What will your former employers or references say about you? Why are you looking for this sort of position and why here? Why did you leave your last job? Or why did your last job end? So these are some of the most frequently asked questions. Some more in this context include, why don't you tell me about yourself? Why should I hire you? What are your major strengths? What is your greatest weakness? What sort of pay do you expect to receive? How does your previous experience relate to this job? What are your plans for the future? What will your former employers or references say about you? Why are you looking for this sort of position and why here? Why did you leave your last job and did your last job end? Let's now look at identifying and addressing fears in interviewing. You lack the skills to do the job is one of the most important fears that exists. So many people believe that they do not possess the right amount of skill to do a particular job, and this actually plays on their mind. So when they go for the interview, they are not confident about the answers. So in this context, people need to build the required amount of knowledge. They need to rehearse the kind of questions asked in a contextual basis, that is, knowledge regarding the job or certain aspects regarding the job description. You won't put in a full working day, so some people might not, you know, have the capacity to put in a full working day. You'll be out sick or absent a lot. So some people are concerned about their health, so they have these apprehensions. You won't stay with the company for very long. It will take you too long to learn the job and cost the company money. So these are a lot of apprehensions which the company feels that there might be. The next few would be, you won't get along with other co-workers or the boss. So in this particular context, you need to actually believe in yourself. you need to be cordial and polite to others, and thus people with such nature would definitely get along with anybody. You will not work hard and do only the minimum job requirements. So with today's dynamically changing times, getting along just, you know, by doing what is required of you is definitely not sufficient. So you need to excel in whatever you're doing, and you need to go the extra mile. That is, you need to delight your internal as well as external customers with what you are doing. So if you have developed the mindset that if you just do enough to get along, then definitely a job is not for you. But if you have a mindset which says, okay, I will go the extra mile, I will do the extra work, I will prove my potential, then this fear should not be a part of your thoughts. You will not show initiative and have to be told what to do all the time. So such people, they never flourish in a job or prosper in a job. They probably remain in the same position. So to grow in a job or to achieve the maximum out of a job, you need to have a proactive approach, or you need to work with responsibility and ownership. So if you do these particular things, then you can easily be the best in your field and show a lot of initiative. You will have a work disrupting character flaw. So in this context, some of these are unfounded fears. Okay, so if you work with integrity, if you work with all your heart and mind, such a flaw might not come to surface. You will bring discredit upon the company, department or supervisor. So again, the same thing, if you work with integrity, if you work according to the company standards and well within the rules and regulations, this unfounded fear will never happen.